Blog Talk Radio.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in Grudge Inc. Grudgebook.
Good evening, everyone. This is Ms. Foxbody. We're from the Switchboard tonight. Your host tonight is Mississippi Joe. Mississippi Joe, how are you doing this evening?
Hey, how are you, Ms. Foxbody? It's my first time working. Excuse me?
Yes, I can.
You can just mute all the mics now, right now, Ms. Foxbody. I hear a little noise in one of them. I mean, until after I start the regular topic of the program, if you don't mind.
Mm-hmm, I have you.
And then when I start the regular program, you know what to do, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, we're live, right, Ms. Foxbody?
That's correct.
Okay, well, I've never worked with you before, but it's nice meeting you and glad to have you on Mississippi Joe's show, okay?
Thank you very much.
Okay, well, tonight we're going to begin by saying the prayer, as we always do, and giving the Lord the glory. As I always say, without God, we all are nothing. And nothing is impossible with God in your life. So right now we want to give God the glory and give God the praise. And the way that I do that on Mississippi Joe Show, I start off by a prayer. And I also want to take the time out for everybody to say, in the grudge world, to say this special prayer with me, because a member of the 901 Bad Boys racing team has gone on to a greater place. Ladies and gentlemen, yesterday we lost a gentleman by the name of Shorty from the 901 Bad Boys racing team in Memphis. That's Wit. And the 901 Bad Boys, we want to send condolences and our sympathy out to Shorty's family and friends, and also out to the 901 Bad Boys racing team, which is Wit and crew and racing team. Shorty, you're gone, but you're not forgotten. And with God, all things are possible. So right now, I would like to take this time out to say a special prayer for Shorty and his family and the 901 racing team and everybody in the whole world and in the grudge world also. So at this time, I'm going to say a prayer. Dear Father, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all the things that you have done, and we thank you for all the things that you could have done. Lord, we know without you, none of this is possible. But Jesus, we love you, and we praise you, and a lot of things, we know not why you do them, but we know that you are right, and we know that you are God, and we know that you are God all by yourself, and we know that nobody influenced you on what you do, because God's word is non-negotiable. So with that, Father, we want to ask you to watch over Shorty's family and have mercy on them. And we want to give them our deepest sympathy. So with that being said, Father, in your name, we pray. Amen. Hello, everybody. Welcome to a Friday night of Mississippi Joe Grudge Inc. Talk Show. Coming to you one more again, giving thanks to the good Lord up above for watching over me and us, for being here for one more Friday night. And I just want to let y'all know, that's why we have to pray and keep God's word with us, because it humbles me, and it should humble you. It should humble you also. I remember a couple episodes, probably been about 3-4 months ago, it was a guy upset, and he was going to call on the show and cuss me out and everybody else, but my mama was on there, and she sung and said a prayer and everything, and the gentleman told me once he heard that, he couldn't carry on like that. So you tell me God won't work it out. You know, I'm old school and I'm new school and I'm all of it above. My grandmother used to holler out sometimes when things would get tough. She'd holler out, "Trouble in my way. I have to cry sometimes. And I lay awake at night." But boy, when she said his last part, everything would be all right. And that last part goes like this: "But that's all right. Jesus will fix it." So I want y'all to know that God is still in charge, and he's in the healing business and the blessing business. And I also want to ask the Grudge World a question. Before I get on into this grudge racing and this grudge topic, I think this needs to be addressed, and I think it needs to be said. I want to put something on the grudge world mind, and I want to start by saying this and asking you all this question. God's book or Facebook, which one do you use most? I'm going to repeat it. I want to put something on the grudge world mind this Friday night. Which one do you use most? God's book or Facebook? Which one do you use most? We live in a world where the devil is very busy, and we need to stay prayed up. An example of that is our fallen soldier, Shorty. Y'all, we need to get on the right path, and we need to put God in our life. Because I'm a firm believer, and I know with God in your life, it humbles you. It makes you think a little bit more before you react. It makes you walk different. It makes you talk different. It'll change your whole life. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to be no hypocrite or nothing like that. Me, myself, Mississippi Joe, I'm still at work in progress. But I'm a whole lot better than I used to be yesterday, today. So I just want to share that with you all and put some on your mind. You know, a lot of things we do, we're not going to please everybody. So a lot of people in the world, in the grudge world, got that Mick Jagger virus. A lot of them have that Mick Jagger and the Rolling Stones virus. And I know y'all wondering what that is. You don't have to wonder no longer because I'm about to tell you. They can't get no satisfaction. Y'all remember that song Mick Jagger and the Rolling Stones saying, I can't get no satisfaction. Well, no matter what we do in this grudge world and the world, some people we just cannot satisfy. Regardless of how nice we try to be, how humble or et cetera, et cetera. A lot of people have that Mick Jagger and the Rolling Stones virus. They can't get no satisfaction. So I just wanted to say that. And I wanted to share that with you all. And I also wanted to say this. We in the grudge world, and we as people, if we find ourselves disturbed and depressed and puzzled on our brain, and we find ourselves sapping all of our energy and worrying in our life, something's got to change. Something has to change. A wise man told me one time, if you find yourself digging a hole for yourself, what is the best way out? And I asked him, I said, what you mean? He said, if you find a way, if you find yourself digging a hole for yourself, it's simple. The best way to stop digging that hole for yourself is to stop digging. Stop. Stop digging, grudge world and Mississippi Joe, because I want to let y'all know what I say on these shows, it starts off with me. First, because like I'm not perfect by a long shot, and I'm no saint, first and foremost. So, like I said, if you find yourself digging a hole for yourself, the simplest way to get out of that hole and keep from digging yourself deeper is to stop digging. And that's all I wanted to say to you all tonight. And I got a good show for you all, and I'm so sorry that the 901 bad boy and them and Shorty's family is going through this tragedy moment. And our prayers go out with them to Shorty and his family. And God bless. And we're going to be praying for y'all with. And the 901 Bad Boys Racing Team, and Shorty and his family. Okay. Moving right along to upcoming events. Miss Foxbody?
Yes.
I can't hear you too clear. You seem like you got a little echo or something going on.
Can you hear me better now?
Yes, ma'am. I sure can. Miss Foxbody, I would like for you to open up those two mics that I told you, please, at this particular time.
They are open.
Sound like some of them got background noise. I'm going to ask you guys if you got background noise to mute your mic until I call on you because I heard background noise. So would you please do that if you don't mind, please. But I'm going to go on to upcoming events, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Thank you. Welcome to another episode of Grudge Inc. Mississippi Joe Talk Show. Oh, my Lord. We're going to get on with the whoever mic that is, Ms. Foxbody, would you just mute it till I call on? Please. It's got a lot of noise in the background. A lot of wind or something. Ladies and gentlemen, we're moving right along into the show and get on into the grudge racing. Well, we got upcoming events. We got Baldy's show coming in the 14th, 15th, 16th in Brandon, Florida. I'm asking that everybody go out and support Baldy. He is one of the grandfathers. He is one of the grandfathers of this racing game. A real good man, a great guy. Baldy calls me a lot of time privately and tells me when I'm messing up and gets on my butt. And I have a lot of respect for him for that. If you get to know Baldy, you will grow to love him. You hear him barking. His bark is much bigger than his bite. He's a lovable person once you get to know him. But you got to understand him to know him. And so we want everybody to go to Bradenton, Florida, the 14th, 15th, 16th, and support Baldy. That's 14th, 15th, 16th of December, and support Baldy, the big payback. Rooms are getting scarce, so I advise everybody now to get your rooms. That's the big payback in Bradenton, Florida, 14th, 15th, 16th, Baldy's race, the grandfather of racing. Go out and support him, a great guy. He keeps me humble by calling, getting on my butt a lot of times. And it's not no secret because I just told it. So, Baldy, we're going to support you, and we love you, man, and we're coming to Bradenton, Florida to support you. Also, we got Mr. Roy James. He has a date in January. I'm not sure that date. I don't know the exact date. If somebody know it, later on, we tell me the exact date, and we'll make sure that we address it, please. Also, February 9th, we got Big Clark and Gadget, along with Grudge Inc. Ladies and gentlemen, we got Grudge Inc., Big Clark, and Gadget. February 9th, Lena, Mississippi, where it's going to be nonstop action, folks. It's a lot of lockups for this race, a lot of players coming from out of town, and I think it's going to be one of the best shows starting off 2013. Going to be exciting and a lot of racing. I'm talking about good action. People from other states that y'all really don't know about. So keep your eye on the new people like King Biz. Big, well, y'all know Drag. Drag is a legend. Everybody know Drag. Well, Lil Tony out of Detroit. Kimo out of Detroit. Jimbo out of Detroit. Leon out of Chicago, Three Love, so many various different people out of different states now are bringing action. And the 2013 year, y'all will see a lot of new faces in the game that are shining real bright. Okay, and with that being said, I said thank God, bless everybody, and I also did something. I haven't did something that I normally do, and I want to do it at this time. I like to forget. But I also would like to give a shout-out to all Mississippi Joe haters. I want to give a shout-out to all Mississippi Joe haters, the one that keeps me on the Internet and talk about me and keeping threads going on. Thank you, because when you do that, you give me free advertisement. When you talk about me and keep me blowed up on the Internet, and you're giving me free advertisement. I like that. Also, you're giving me free shine, so bling, bling. All right, and now we're moving right on. Roy James dates is... One moment. Roy James dates are January 19th and the 20th. Thank you, Atomic Dog, for sending me that information. I appreciate it. Mr. Roy James, a lot of y'all know him. If you don't know him, I hate to bring up this situation to try to make you know him, but this is the only way I can get you to know him. He was the fella, the good guy that got his whole outfit stolen at the House of Hook in 2011. At the House of Hook. So, Mr. Roy James, go out and support him. God has blessed Mr. Roy James to be able to purchase and own another Pro Mod. And from what I heard, that thing is super fast and flying. So if you're not busy and you can attend this show, January the 19th and 20th in Texas at Houston Motorsports Park, please attend and show him some love. Okay. With that being said, I'm going to get right on the topic tonight. I got a good show for you tonight, ladies and gentlemen, and I hope y'all like it. And remember this, listening audience. I want y'all to know this because this is very essential. Without you all, these shows are nothing. These shows are nothing without the audience participation. Me, myself, Mississippi Joe, and on behalf of Grudge Inc., we thank you all for tuning in because these shows are nothing without you all. I want to hear everybody's opinion because everybody has an opinion. So when I come with my topic, I'm waiting to hear from you. Please hit the one button. That's the only way these shows are successful. All I ask you to do is keep the N-word out your mouth and be respectful to the host. But if the host, if it's something that you want to say to the host, it's no problem whether it's bad or good. You know when you're out of line and disrespectful. So I don't have to tell you, we all are grown men and women. So with that being said, I'm going to come on out with the topic. My topic tonight is the owner of a car. If he goes to a different state and get a tuner out of another state and a driver out of another state, is that car still representing the state that the owner is from? I'm going to use myself for an example because I don't want to call no names, so I'm going to use myself for an example. The Gangsta Boo is from Mississippi. The owner is from Mississippi. But we have a Georgia driver and a Georgia tuner. Before then, we had a Texas driver and a Texas tuner. But the owner is from Mississippi. And a lot of people feel like that when you do that, you're not repping your state. Well, in my case, I've always said, if you've been on YouTube and if you listen, you always hear me say at the end of the statement that I make, Mississippi stand up. And I've said that from the beginning to the end. Once upon a time, a lot of people went to say Mississippi stand up. I changed it. I was saying Mississippi till I die. So I've always rep where I'm from. I just want to give you all something to think about. If you are from Mississippi and you go to Baton Rouge and you're getting your motor built and tuned down there, you're still from Mississippi, you know. I just think that's a good topic, and I've said what I had to say about it, and I want to go straight to the phone lines. If an owner is from Chicago and he's going to Louisiana to get a driving tuner, is he still representing his city or his state, or is he not? So I want to go to the phone lines with this. So, Miss Foxbody, Big Drag, would you get Big Drag on, please? And then the number one star on the second, please. Is Big Drag out there, Miss Foxbody?
Yes, he is.
Big Fella, how you doing tonight, Big Fella? Drag. I'll come back to him, Miss Foxbody. Go to the number one stump.
He's on also.
Hello.
How you doing?
What's going on, brother? I'm good, man. I'm good.
Man, I'm blessed and highly favored. Did you hear my topic?
I did. I heard it well. And I'm glad
like
you got me on quick.
What's up, baby?
No.
All right. What's that mean? Y'all got the background noise over there, Joe. That's not me.
Whoever that is, mute that mic, Miss Five Wide. Miss Foxbody.
All right, that should do the trick.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thanks for muting me. All right, so bottom line is, whoever owned the car, that's where he represents. It don't matter if the driver came from Africa. If the car is a Mississippi car and the driver come from Africa, guess what? This car is a Mississippi car because the car owner is who represents that car, and that's who, wherever the owner is from, that's what that car represents, period. That's how I feel about it.
Okay. So that's the way you feel?
Oh, yeah. That's the way it is. If
okay.
I own the summer and I get me a driver to come from New York, it don't matter. It's my car.
Right,
I got a
right.
hired gun.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's the way you feel about this, though?
You better believe it.
Is there anything else you would like to speak on, Stunner, while you have the floor?
No, I hope to look forward to going to Bradenton and letting my hair down.
Okay.
If anybody look like food, I plan to eat them.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
Yeah. You know, I can't stay on here too long tonight, Joe, so we'll try to stick around for just a little bit, but then I'm going to have to get on out.
Okay.
Stunner,
also,
yeah.
You got a lot of guys that's been, saying that they want to see you out here.
Yeah,
June 13th, so what's the deal with that?
Yeah, it's nice for them to say they want to see me because I want to see them too. 2013 is going to be a very interesting year, I predict, but plan to give them a little taste of what's in store for 2013 on next weekend. That's the plan. If Lord willing, everything go right. So they get a little pre 13 show from the summer.
Right.
Yeah, I believe it's going to be a real good year, 2013. A lot of people coming out with cars. Grudge Inc. It's bridged a lot of gaps and broke down a lot of barriers, and it's just made the game a lot bigger now. So I look forward to 2013. 2012 has been a good year. It ain't been that great for me personally, but as far as me doing a lot, but, I know that nobody's exempt. I still got to earn my respect in the game, and I just plan to do that.
Okay. Well, that is, Stella. I appreciate you. I got you on because your opinion speaks volumes to me. So I wanted to hear what you had to say. I know you don't have much time, so I'm going to let you go. But I also would like for you to stick around as long as you can while I move on to the next. Okay, Stella?
All right, brother. All right, brother.
Thank you, brother. Big Drag.
What's up, Joe?
Hey, what's up, baby? Big fella. How you doing?
What's going down, man? What's going on? What's happening to everybody on the radio? What's going on, Stunner?
Hey,
everybody, what's
Drag.
Happening with y'all, man? Not much,
Big
man.
Drag.
Not much.
Big Drag, I know you heard my topic, and I want you to elaborate on that for a little moment, and you got the floor.
Well, I agree. I totally with Stunner. You know, the recognition, in my opinion, should go to the car's owner. You know, a lot of times you got car owners that just not drivers or don't want to drive, or maybe, you know, they used to drive and they can't drive no more or whatever. You know, they build these cars, you know, and they really pretty much pay the cost to be the boss. You know, if you were to go to, like, the professional ranks like NHRA and all them different places, I'd say just take a class like Top Fuel, you know, Don Schumacher, you know, and then they interview those guys. You know how they interview the guys and during the course of the viewing of the race, and they have maybe 10, 15 guys that work on the team. Each individual guy, they'll, you know, come up and they'll ask them a couple of things, and then they'll tell you where they're from, the states that they're from, and the particular assignment they have on the car and what they do. But, you know, the car is based out of Chicago. You know, that's where Don Schumacher is from. You know, he has a race shop in Indianapolis, but he is from Chicago. And if, since you was taking yourself an example, I would say the Gangsta Boo, you know, regardless of, you know, Tony and them driving, not that Tony need no recognition for driving nobody's car. He does a great job by himself, you know, representing himself and his state. But, the credit, in my opinion, should go to the Gangsta Boo because the car's from Mississippi. You know, you haven't said or false flagged that you were from Georgia. You know, you let everybody know all the time that you know, this is a Mississippi thing. So I don't think that, let's say, the points should go with the driver. I think it should go with the car in the grudge game. Or the owner of the car and where the car's from.
Okay, well, big fella, give me an example. Like you were saying, Schumacher might be from Chicago, but what are you trying to say? Like his motor builder might be from, and his,
it's fact. He has maybe on one of his teams, he's probably got a minimum of 10 guys, and each one of them have a certain assignment on the car. You know, one guy do clutch, one guy do the blower, one guy do the bottom end, you know, one guy do the fuel mixture, and all that. And all of them reside in different states, but they come together as a team, you know, to support that race car. So you might, like Stunner say, you may have a guy from overseas, or you might have a guy from California or wherever.
Okay, well said. The reason why I asked you to break it down, because we want the people in the listening audience and out there in Grudge Land and Grudge World to understand. We're trying to get some understanding about this. This thing has been a controversy since it's been going on, and we focusing on the wrong thing. That's my opinion. You understand what I'm saying, big fella?
Oh, I hear you, Joe, but in a lot of cases, too, you know, I think this has merit on both ends, because you take a guy that loves this stuff, drag racing and grudge racing, but we'll just say grudge racing, and he's from, just let's say, from Chicago, you know what I'm saying, and me racing and doing the racing that I've been doing, and I got somebody driving my car from another state, just to say, and he's feeling like, you know, as a spectator, you know, that we kind of not, we're not giving him his favorite. We're taking his favorite away from him, so to say. You know, it's kind of like you say the Bulls or the Bears or a favorite college team or something like that, you know, people, you know, they really enjoy that. You know what I'm saying? Well, that's my team, that's not my team, or whatever the case may be. But when you're from Mississippi and everybody knows you from Mississippi, your car's based out of Mississippi, you kind of like their team. And then if somebody else come along and say, well, that's not – that car is, you know, the owner of the car is from Mississippi, but the dude from, you know, Arizona drives the car, so it's really not a Mississippi car. But that's not really the truth, you know. So I understand what the spectator, you know, how he could feel, you know, in a situation like that, you know. And not that they're not relevant. They definitely are relevant, you know what I'm saying. And indirectly, they're part of what they support.
Right, right. I agree with you. I want to thank you for coming on, you and Astana said, shedding some light on this topic. I love it when I can have real wise people on my show and people who know what's going on when it comes to the grudge game. So I'd like to thank you for coming on this little old country boy show, big fella. You hear me?
All right. No problem, Joe.
Is there anything else that you would like to say before I move on to the next call, big fella?
No, I'm gonna lay back and listen. I'm going to mute up and listen.
I'm okay with one thing right quick, Joe.
Go ahead, Donald.
Another problem. It builds on
a good you broke
book.
Up. I couldn't hear you at first. You broke. You were saying now.
Okay. Can you hear me now a little better?
Yeah, I can hear you better.
Biz has become, you know, a real good buddy. And, you know, Biz has been having some issues with his driver.
Right.
You know, so it's been one or two times where I was probably going to be the hired gun and pilot his car one or two times. And, you know, definitely I'm a down south person coming to the north, you know, with the controversy with the north and the south. But, you know, if I was to come and do my job, that's all I'd be coming to do is my job. And you know, doing my job would be, I would be a part of Set on Kill if I had to use my skills for Set on Kill.
Right.
You know, it would not be anything about me. It's nothing about me. It would be just supporting that team.
Right.
So if I went over and did my job for them, that's what I was doing my job for them. It wasn't about me. It was all about Set on Kill if I was to have done that. You know, that's
well
how
said.
It should be.
Well said and well put, man.
Yeah.
Well said. Astana, before I go on, is there anything else you want to enlighten us with?
No, that's it, bro. That's it. I just thought about that.
Man, well said. Well said. You and Drag, y'all made it picture perfect for the listening audience, and I'm going to move on now and see what some of the rest of the listening audience have to say. I'm going to do a lot of listening tonight. So, Ms. Foxbody, would you go to my next caller, please?
Hi, Tim. You have Lady A, and I will go to your next caller. How are you?
I missed you.
I missed you, too. That's why I'm on here.
Okay.
Let's go ahead and go to your next caller. Caller 313-0165. Your mic is open.
Hello?
Caller 313-0165. Your mic is open.
Hello? Keep it moving, lady.
Okay. We have caller 773-7399. Your mic is open.
Hey, lady.
Hi.
What's up, Deb? I'm just listening.
Okay, you sure you don't want to speak on this topic, sir?
No, sir, because I didn't even hear the topic, man. I'm sitting in the garage with the fellas, and we're watching the game and listening to the show at the same time.
Okay, would you like for me to tell you the topic? I would be glad to.
Joe, you can tell me the topic, but I'm not in the mood to be speaking right now, but I sure appreciate it.
Well, I respect that, okay? We're moving right along, sir.
Thank you.
Okay. Go ahead, Lady A, to your next caller.
Jay Barnes, your mic is open.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. Ms. Thibodeau?
Yes.
Good evening. How you doing?
Doing good. How you doing, Don?
I'm doing well. I just want to call in and make a comment on your topic. And I was also wondering, I got a call from Blog Talk Radio, and they said that your limits was excessively high compared to in the past. And I wanted to see why I was, you know, I had to come on and hear what this good topic was to see what had the computer system registering, you know, excessively high on a Friday night.
Well, Don, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who do not know, this is my commander-in-chief, Mr. Jay Barnes, the owner of Grudge, Inc., and the CEO of Grudge, Inc., the president. This is him live and in living color. And I want y'all to know that. And at all times, I'm glad to have you on here, Don. And it's always a pleasure. And you got the floor.
All right. Well, no, I want to throw a little mud in it. And because, you know, this is the thing that conflicts me. Like you said, you got a driver out of Texas, a tuner, you know, a chassis tuner out of Wyoming, and a nitrous tuner out of Chicago, and a tire tuner out of New York, and you're trying to figure out where that car is and where it's from. I got the same problem with when I look at these cars. They got, I see Camaros with Ford motors. I see Chevrolet. I see Mustang with Ford. They said, here comes this pretty Mustang. Oh, that's a Chevrolet. Then, it's like, you know, here comes a Chrysler. Oh, that's a Pontiac. You open up the engine. You open up the engine. You look at it, and you look at the configuration of the head. You say, oh, yeah, that's that Ford configuration. Oh, no, that's that new Chevrolet configuration now. And, you know, when you open up the hood, you say, oh, that's a Hemi. Oh, no, that's a Boss. You know, I mean, people mix and match and call it whatever they want to call it, you know. I mean, the next thing I'm looking for a joker to pull up in a Vega and tell me it's a Mercedes, you know.
Right.
I mean, it is extremely crazy. I don't think there's no way to kind of get a ruling other than the person, I think, you know, because, like, I'm just going with the owner of the car, when his Mustang come around, he tell you it's a Chevrolet. When the Chrysler come around, they tell you it's a Ford. You have to go by what the owner, you know, I mean, whatever the owner say it is, that's what it is. I mean, and just, you know, it just comes from different viewpoints. So, you know, I think that's an excellent topic, but it's more confusing than just the driver and the owner and the tuner. I mean, the cars themselves. I think we're producing a nation of suitors. You know, ain't no true blood, ain't nobody. There's no thoroughbreds in Grudge Racing. Look like. What you say about that, Joe? Do you think that there's some thoroughbreds?
I agree with you, Don.
Well, I'm gonna leave it alone, Joe. But I just want to get that part in because I see you got a lot of people still trying to talk. I just want to get my point in too about it. Ain't just the drivers and the owners and the tuners. It's everything. So I'm going quiet, Joe. You can move on.
Okay, Don. Thank you for being on this little old country boy show. Glad to have you, Don. And if you need to get back in, just holler, okay?
All right.
Lady, we're going to go to Big Clark out of Mississippi Nightmare. Big Clark.
Hey, what's going on? What's going on, Joe?
How you doing? How you doing, man?
Man, everything's good, man. Everything's good.
Good. I appreciate it, and I know you heard my topic, so I would like for you to speak on it if you feel like it. If you don't, I understand.
Hey, man, you know, I think that's a good topic. You know, a lot of people just don't understand. Well, I'm not going to say they don't understand, Joe.
Okay.
But a lot of people do understand, you know.
Right.
But whenever you, whenever you hear a lot of the niggas and all that, that's just who those people are, man. It's not everybody. It's just some people. So, you know, they all got a free pass from the Mississippi Nightmare. You know, that's the way I see it, man. But, you know, on a better note than a good note.
Okay.
You know, man, I like to talk about the racing, man. I heard you name all the guys that beat on the night, and you left one of the most important guys out, Joe. And I'm surprised he didn't say nothing to you.
Who was that?
How you gonna leave the number one stud out, man?
Oh my God, man, that just goes to show you, Big Clark. I'm trying to get all this, but you see, that's why I got good people like you around to keep me in line. You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, most definitely I'm not trying to leave him out, you know. It's gonna be big February night, and don't stick around because in a few, give me about 30 minutes or so, we're gonna really get into that. February night is gonna be huge, but we got plenty of time to address that though, but it's gonna be huge. Right now, we got Baldy's show coming up, and we got yours, and we're going to, when I get through this topic, we're going to spend a whole good while trying to see can we get some races locked up, even more. How does that sound to you, Big Clark?
Joe, that sounds real good, man. I'll be waiting on you.
Okay, thank you. Let's call Boss Lines. Lady
A. Tony Bond, your mic is open.
Oh, what's up? What's up, Mississippi Joe?
What's up, boss? Talk to me.
On your topic, I agree with you. You know, whoever owned the car, that's who the state need to represent. You know, it ain't got to be the driver. You can have two drivers, sometimes three drivers. But whoever the origination of the car, where the person stay at, that should be who the car representing.
Okay. Why do you believe that's the way it should be, boss?
Because the owner is the one spending the money, you know? If the owner stay in Mississippi or stay in Georgia, he's the one spending the money, so that's where he stay at. That's just really self-explanatory.
Okay, well said. Well put.
But I got another question. You may know it, or somebody on the show may know it. I'm trying to get a list of these Grudge Inc. members. I asked for a list. I haven't gotten it yet. Is there a reason why I haven't gotten it yet?
Well, I'm a Grudge Inc. member. The Gangsta Boo is a Grudge Inc. member.
And who else?
The Stunner.
Oh, stop right there. Okay. Is the Stunner going to Bradenton this next week?
Yes, he is.
I'm trying to do a call out for the Stunner tonight. He said if anybody looked like any kind of food, he was going to try to throw on him. So I look like a big, slim hot dog tonight with ketchup and mustard all laying on my body. I wonder if he want to do anything with Rambo or G-Body.
Well, you know, I can get him on.
Still on the phone? Yeah.
We always going to try to get a race locked up, and then I'll move on. Stunner, you there?
I am, but I can't really it's too much liberty to talk about that right now. But I can tell you, you know, I can pretty much say that probably won't be no problem at all, Mr. Bynes.
Well, it's locked in like look, not a lot of money $500.
I'm just gonna say probably whatever you want to do, that's probably be all right. But I'm gonna I can't really get into that. You know, because of my religion, I ain't gonna. No,
What you mean you can't get into a racing or what? A racing me?
No. What I'm saying is whatever you want to do, that'd be fine with me, whatever you want to do.
He's saying is, Tony, that he can't talk tonight. He can't talk because of his religion. He kind of pushing the limit. But tonight he can't talk.
Okay. All right, good. All right, Big Joe, give me another girl take, Mama.
Yes, sir. Ball's back.
Yeah.
What else did you want
to?
Anything?
I need another. Go down the list. I want to listen to some more Grudgeck members.
I would like to suggest one, Tony, if you don't mind. Big Low, and Big Low is a Grudgeck member, and you said Rambo is ready, and he'll be there.
But I called Big Low. He said he's going to be set up for 28th. Yeah, but if you want to run on 28th, I want to lock him in tonight.
So really, all you really want us to do is you want us to find you somebody on 29 so that we can accommodate that for you.
Yeah, a G body on 29, yes, yeah, definitely.
Well, ain't nobody else, but it's a couple more. We're like Cold Killer, he's a VP.
Yeah, Cold Killer.
So do Cold Killer want to lock anything in?
Well,
I don't know.
They're not on the line.
I'm trying to engage.
Yeah,
okay,
that's a good thing.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. We
that's
love
a good
thing. Jay, could you give Cold Killer a call if you don't mind? See if
and,
you can get him on, Lady Eight.
And what about T5?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm trying to lock him in. I'm trying to lock in something. I'm trying to have a reason to bring the car because Baldy won't let me in the G-Body race. I guess he's scared I'm going to win that. And Baldy won't even try to promote. You know, I ain't never seen a promoter got a girl's car ready to race. And he ain't trying to get no races set up for Rambo.
Yeah, y'all ever seen anything like that before?
No, boss.
I mean, never
well,
seen it. I'm trying to Rambo was trying to get some action. You know, I'm trying to have a reason to bring the car. You know, it's hard to bring a car 8-9 hours. You know, I go to Jackson and back and take a gamble. But it's hard to bring a car 8-9 hours that don't have no race locked in for it, you know?
Well, I think he appreciates the fact that, you know, if you come in, I think so. Now that, you know, nobody really knew, Tony, that you were bringing, that the car was available to bring. So the fact that you now saying, I'm sure that, you know, you can get some action.
I've been putting it on the boat. I've been putting it on the boat and trying to run the white boys all week. So how in the world they don't know I ain't been trying to engage?
No. Tony, that's the one thing I try to tell everybody. For some reason, tell me this. Why is it when people think they put something on the board of Carolina, they think everybody in the world know what's on there.
Well, not only on the board, I've been on the radio show too, you know, trying to get a race, you know.
Yeah, and that's what we're saying. I think that the word getting out, because I honestly didn't know that the last conversation I heard you said was that you're only taking one car. But so I'm glad to know that you consider bringing some more other cars, and I'll be glad to try to help you get you some races. I know you love the race. I mean, I think people.
Yeah, though. Yeah, you're right.
I think people love it, and I think there's a lot of people that like the ratio. So I don't think that's a problem. I think a lot of times, but I know you got to aggravate them a little bit, you know, to get that blood pressure up. So do what you do. But I'm glad to know that you're trying to bring some other cars. So. I'm gonna try to spread the word if I can to let everybody know that you're looking for action.
Definitely looking for action. That's definitely what I'm looking for is action. If I can't come to Detroit, sit around, look crazy. And I need somebody. I don't know who tossed the ball there or whatever. I try to call me on my phone, but somebody need to set up the lanes for grudge races. They need only two lanes for grudge races. All the other lanes are testing, tuning, and all that stuff, but they need to stop testing. When a grudge race come up, they need to stop testing and put them grudge cars out there and let them go out and track and race. Because, last year, I was in staging lane with two races I didn't get off because of the clusterfuck. They need to have two lanes. I need to tell Baldy, put two lanes aside.
I've already talked to Baldy, and all that is going to be taken care of, and everything is going to be great at Baldy's show, and he got everything figured out, and the grudge race is going to be first priority. That's what he has already told me. So
Do y'all got somebody that's going to be at the end of the staging lane doing this?
All I know is Baldy told me that everything was going to be taken care of and the grudge
races
was going to be first priority. So grudge races,
right.
Come on, they are priority.
Yeah, that need to be done because the guys, when you get up to the front line now, the guys on the line will get you out. Now, ain't no problem with that part, but way in the back there, them guys don't be in the back there. It's hard to get them grudge calls
in the lane when you got people testing and tuning. You got people on street calls just want to go down the track. You know what I'm saying?
He pulled up someone up in the lane last year when we got ready to run.
Yeah, Barty did the best he could. He did the best he could, you know, last year, but Barty wasn't there at all times. They need to designate one man to be back there. When them girls' cars come pulling up, you need to put them over in the far lanes or the near lanes by themselves and let them race. And them basically, where the motorcycles be at, basically we don't really need motorcycles down there because, you know, it's just so much. We lost so many grudge races last year because everybody that wasn't grudge racing going down the track, basically. You know, Sunday after 12, it was my race. Everybody run their race, they race every time out of the way they want to. But personally, so many grudge cars going to be down there and grudge cars going to grudge races. After 3 o'clock, it should be number of grudges going down the track anyway. I think it's going to be that many grudges that day. All the grudge cars testing, but what puts you behind time when those street cars out there and the motorcycles out there and they messing up the track, then you got downtime. You're just killing all the grudge races, you know? That needs to be addressed. You know, I hope, you know, all the problem on top of it, but that really needs to be addressed because last year we raced a lot of times last year, but we would have had a lot more grudge races to get off if we had an hour or two getting up to the line, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, Baldy, like I said, Baldy told me all that is taken care of. This, he going to have all that taken care of, and grudge racing is a priority. Grudge racing comes first. Now, that's
exactly
what Baldy had told me and called me personally and told me that out of his mouth, so we don't have to worry about none of that.
That's right. When grudge has come up, they need to get to somebody to get them cars up to the front of the line. Not only Baldy race, every grudge event. Get them cars up to the front line and get them up there and get them out there. That's what the fans want to see. They don't want to see them cars going down the track by themselves. And there'll be no single passes. There'll be no single passes Sunday anyway at all. Everybody want to go down by themselves? You're just wasting time. You need two cars to go down the track. I don't care if it's a Pro Mod car or against a street car. You need two cars to go down the track at all times because there's going to be that many cars down there. It just takes up so much time when a man want to go down the track by himself testing, because I don't want nobody side in my rigging, and then, but just killing calls, you know, killing time, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, boss, we're going to move on. Don't look like nobody want to step to you and race, so we're going to move on with the topic. So mute your mic.
Okay, boss.
If somebody jump in and want to run you, just get the flow and lock them in.
All right.
All right, thank you. All right, moving on to the next caller, Big Will. Out of town, Big Will.
Hey, what's happening in Mississippi?
Hey, Big Will, man, I'm glad to have you. You a regular, and I appreciate you calling in, man, because without the listeners and supporters, the show wouldn't be nothing, man. What's going on? You want to elaborate on my topic?
Well, I got in a little late, so I'd like to hear your topic, though.
Well, you know, my topic was if an owner is... I'm gonna use me for the example because I don't want to call no name. The Gangsta Boo is out of Mississippi. My driver and tuner is out of Georgia. Does that not make that a Mississippi car, or what?
No, no doubt it's a Mississippi car. I heard a few comments and I thought that's what it was, but like I think Tony said, you spending the money is representing where you live. That's all. You know, it's no problem with that. It looked like you might have got that from a Big Clark show last night, buddy. Boy, them boys in Mississippi is serious.
This is my personal opinion. I think we pay too much attention to the petty things, Big Will. By me talking to you, you put me in my place if I'm wrong now. I think as long as people are bringing action, it don't matter if they're from Africa.
No, I agree with you on that. Yes. It's just that Big Clark topic last night was trying to get his state to represent Mississippi.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, he said, look at Chicago, they all together. Michigan and different, but you know, we always people grudge race within themselves, you know, in the family. But it does look like Mississippi is split pretty bad. I didn't think it was that bad till last night. those guys are beyond themselves, you know, talking about where your cartoon's at and all that stuff. That's not important. Everybody know Big Clark from Mississippi. That's the Mississippi nightmare. Let's get down, you know.
Well, there it is, Will. I mean, I'm like you. The most important thing, I don't care if you're from Boulder Land. As long as you bring an action, you my man in my book, Will. What you think about that, Will?
I agree, buddy. I didn't say my little piece. Don't step aside and let you move on. My mic on mute.
Hey, Will, glad to have you, man, and stick around. You always good for the game, bro. All right, next caller, lady.
Hey, Joe.
Caller 912-8134, your mic is open.
Hey, hello, who is this?
Yeah, this is King Arthur.
What's up, King?
What's going on, Joe?
How you doing, my friend?
I want to lock that Tony Bynes ass in.
Uh-oh, let me get him on. Tony Bynes.
I'm here.
Okay, you got the king want to address you.
Talk to
Tony Bynes.
Yes, sir.
I got a G-body on 29, carburetor, and I want to lock your ass in.
For when, sir?
Bradenton.
You locked in, sir. That's all you got to say. You locked. How much we locked in?
$10,000 on $100,000.
Oh, Lord. See how y'all be playing on the phone, man. I'm ready to engage, man.
So, Tony, you're not going to run for that kind of money, the bottom line, right?
I ain't got that kind of money. I would if
right.
I had, I would, but I ain't got it.
All right.
I'm going to put up.
King, let me make this clear now. We trying to engage.
Wait a minute. I got one more thing to say.
Go ahead.
I got all y'all ass. What's up, y'all? This Dolomite fucking with y'all. That's all. Tony, I'm just playing, man. I know you're playing right
you
in the way.
Just like
I had to get
you
back in my king's voice.
Oh,
just
no,
like
Dolomite,
it.
You got me, man. No. Dola, do you want to elaborate on the topic, big guy?
Yeah, it is what it is, Big Joe. If wherever the driver's at, and whoever owned the car to drive it, that's the state it's going to represent. That's the way it should be, and that's the way it pretty much is, because the owner of the car should be repping the state that he's from anyway. So that's what it's going to be, and probably 99% of the cases, I'm sure it'll be somebody that go the opposite way. But that's my view on that anyway. But somebody told me to call in and act like king, so I did. I ain't mean no harm. Just trying to put a little shit in the game. But I hope Tony do get locked in, man. Cause
I do too. I mean,
he's still trying. You can't say he ain't trying.
No, he's trying to bring action, and he always. There's nothing new about Boss. He always does that. So it's nothing new for me. You know, I'm glad. We need
Bob,
more
his,
like that. We need more
bet,
like that.
His best bet. Might be, it's going to be hard for him to find a G-body to race on 29. But, you know, he's going to have to, if he
no,
do bring around.
No,
it's
going
to
be hard because I know, I talked to Cole Killer personally, and he's going to be there. So, he's going to find some action, and he's probably going to get locked in before
Mississippi Joe.
Why don't you call Cole Killer? Get him on the show.
Mississippi Joe, you got a fresh $100 bill.
What's
that? You got a fresh $100 bill if you get Cole Killer locked in with me. As soon as I see you in Bradenton.
Well, you know I'm going to make that happen.
$100. You get that man to lock in with me.
Shit. Jesus. Okay, now. I want my $100, too.
You got it. Lock in and lock
okay.
in? I mean, lock, you can lock in some money to race Saturday.
This next Saturday, right?
You know, at Bradenton, yeah. At Bradenton.
Yeah, okay,
that first
right.
Saturday, not
okay.
Sunday.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, as long as he races, it don't matter what day do it.
Well, I want to get him out the way Sarah's so I can knock some more folks all Sunday.
Oh, okay. Okay. Right. Okay, well, I'm going to make sure. I mean, I'm not going to make sure, but I know somebody probably already texting him right now. You know how that go, Tony. While we on this
yeah.
show, it'll be a lot of texts sent out.
That's for sure.
Yeah, so, with Dola,
I appreciate you, man. And Big Clark wanted to say something, Dola, and I want to hear what he would say. He was coming in when you was on, but he stopped, so I want to give him an opportunity to say what he wanted to say.
No, Joe. Basically, what I was saying was you know, what was said a minute ago by Big Will. You know, Mississippi is divided a lot, Big Will, and the thing of it is, you know, we all are trying to get these guys on the same page. You know, we got a lot of good guys down in Mississippi, but, you know, if you don't know, you don't know. You know, I was lost at one point in time until, you know, Tony and them decided to help me out, you know, and they showed me that, you know, we can go fast down here. So, you know, a lot of other guys, they just got to find their way. But at the same time, man, we're trying to put them together. Some of them kicking against it. Some of them like the idea. But, you know, when it's all over with, you know, they'll see their way in the end, man. So I don't have no hard feeling with none of them. And I know a lot of them don't have no hard feeling with what we said. So, you know, that's just all I got to say about that, man.
Yeah. I understand that, you know, when we started the topic, it was running smooth, you know, because your topic was pretty good and positive and everything, but it just, man, some of them guys was off the chain.
Well, you know, you got a few that's actually mad. I mean, look, they say we run in Georgia and we doing this in Georgia, you know, but I mean, the truth of the matter is, you do what you got to do to get the results you're looking for. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, once they realize that, man, they'll be okay.
I'm gonna speak on that because I got Big Clark right here on the phone. Big Clark, it ain't nothing that time won't change. If me and you getting along, and every time we seen each other, we hated each other. Me and you get along, and we respect one another. So I'm just saying, time brings about a change. So it'll be me and you can get along. Anybody can get along. So it'll be all right, Big Clark.
Oh no, Joe. I mean, I have no worries, man. You know, 2013. You know, I mean, we gonna kick ass and take names, and that's what we about, man. That's just all we shit at.
Sound good to me, buddy. Sound good to me. If that's all you have to say, is that it, Big Clark? I'm going to move on to the next call unless you have anything else.
Well, that's it. I see Boss on the line. He's trying to, you know, he's trying to find somebody with old Rambo. Don't let nobody want to step up, so.
Well,
you know,
Butt Nigga has sent me a text, and I think he want to run whatever Tony got on 28, so I'm finna see if he going to step to the plate. Butt Nigga. Open Butt Naked mic, lady. Lady.
I'm sorry, my phone was muted.
Okay.
Kevin, your mic is open.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's up, Joe? It's Kevin. I just called to support the show, man.
Hey, man, I always appreciate it, man. Did you hear the topic, boss?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I heard I'm at work, so I want to stay on too long. I'm going to sit back and use my mic, but I'm with you. It goes with the owner.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, man, we thank you for your opinion, your input on it, okay, brother? Is there anything
All
else
right.
you'd like to say before I move on?
Hey, Joe, make sure you call in tomorrow night.
Okay, I sure will, boss, okay?
All right, thanks, y'all. Right,
have a good one. Moving on, right. Bobby Wilds, lady.
That's a
way y'all
say to see the family or something that way.
Let me see, I gotta find him. Can you press one, Bobby Wilds, please?
Gotta
need
to find her. Yeah.
Hey, Bobby Watch, how you might open.
Hey, lady, whoever got that background noise, mute their mic. Whoever it is, I don't care who it is, mute their mic. All right, Bobby Watch.
Yeah, good afternoon. Good afternoon, there, Joe. Good afternoon. How y'all doing?
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
I'm fine, man. Y'all got a lot of noise there.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm finna get on top of it right now. You know, they already call me the mute mic king. They ought to know how to conduct themselves and act when they're on the show. And I wouldn't have to do this. So, you know, if they don't know no better, I'm acting like I don't know no better. I'm just going to mute mics. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I think you done got it now, whatever. I think it's gone.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I'm going to get it every time on my show now. What they do on anybody else's show, that's their business. Go ahead, Bobby. How you doing, first of all, sir?
I'm doing fine. They're getting ready to close it down for the year. We're going to do our little last race this year, this Sunday at Albany. And we're going to shut it down to January 1st. So we'll be shutting it down. So
okay, well, you're welcome to tell the grudge world what you're having out there this Sunday.
Look, testing tune of the 607. Then we got a Ford versus Chevy little thing going on, 28, 29, no wheelie bars, and come on, get you a little piece of the action. Then me and my buddy with the little red truck there, we think we want to close the year out, so we want to see who is who gonna kick who ass, so we gonna go the best two out of three. So just having fun. The people are excited about the track, but, you know, we got it back working pretty good. The track is really come around. I appreciate all the support, you know, that we are getting and the support from Grudge Inc. too. But, hey, I was listening to your topic there. I just want to tell you, I'm the owner, I'm the tuner, I'm the driver, and you left out one thing, and I'm the one who blew it up.
Boy, you was a fool, but you know laughter is good for the soul, Bobby. Is there anything else you
want to say,
Bobby?
That's about it. Hey, I hope that y'all, like you said, you know, I know it's getting to be a problem, so, you know, people driving. I mean, I probably keep managing the track. I probably will have to get into some of that, Joe, getting someone else to drive the car and tune it, because God knows it's a handful, man, to try to manage the track and tell my driver car and to make sure everything's going. So that's something I'm probably going to have to get into. But if not, I had thought about maybe just taking some of the nitrous off the car, some of the gas off or whatever, or even sell the car. You know, I really don't have time to enjoy it like I used to. So, I mean, hell, I'm going to tell you the truth. Man, I had never bought so many pistons in 1 year in all my life. Shit, I got a box over there. We call it the God, the pistol God, because, you know, we taking out, burning up pistons. I'm, you know, and I really don't have time to do it like I used to. And, you know, I really need somebody to try to help you learn how to tune a car on nitrous. And I did a lot of talk with Baller the other day here, and Baller gave me a lot of hints. What Baller did, after this race here, I'm going to come back in and I'm going to lock Baller in. Baller done told me how to beat his ass. What do you think about that? Baller done told me how to beat his ass, and that's what I'm going to do. If we don't blow it up this coming Sunday, we're going to go to Brady, and I'm going to whoop Baller's ass with his own tune-up. So he gave me a tune-up.
Okay, then, Bobby, that's what we want, man. So, hey, it's going to be all good, and I appreciate you for being on the show and giving me your opinion on the topic. And good luck to you, Wild Child.
Well, yeah, I appreciate it. Good luck. And I hope you soon have the gangster move back together and so that you can move forward and, accomplish some of your mission. And, like I said, I just hope everybody have a good 2013 season. And hope everybody have a Merry Christmas. I know it's a little early, but I still want everybody to have safe holidays. And we go down to support ball and let's have some fun, because I'm coming down. And like I said, with the tune-up he gave me, Joe, he's going to do one or two. He's going to go and blow. So, hell, we're going to find out.
All right, Bobby. Thank you,
okay,
man.
All right. All right.
Okay. Next caller, lady.
Caller 912-8134, your mic is open.
Hey, you, lady, hey, this Dolomite, you already got me.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. Call 706-4218. Your mic is open.
Hello?
Call 706-4218. Your mic is open.
Hello? Keep it moving, lady.
Call 706-7465. Your mic is open.
Hello?
Call 706-7465. Your mic is open. Okay. Call 773-7115. Your mic is open.
Good evening, Gross World.
How's everybody doing?
All right, Joe, this is Kid from Chicago. I'm a good friend of Drags. I just wanted to comment on your topic.
Glad you got the floor, sir. Glad to have you.
Okay, thank you. The car owner is who's being represented. The driver probably getting a check, and the tuner's getting a check. The owner pays the bill, so that's who it should go to.
Okay, man. Okay, well, we appreciate that. As I said, Will, earlier in the show, I don't know if you heard me, I think we as the Grudge World are paying attention to some of the petty stuff that's really none, that's not even valid. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And we need to really be just focusing on people bringing action. And that's just like I'm finna hear them get off this topic and get into some locking up on the next couple of hours of the show. You understand what I'm saying?
All right, Joe. Well, I'll be calling in from time to time.
Well, hey, man, listen, I want to let you know that my listening audience, I appreciate you all. Without you all, it wouldn't be no show, bro. So we need you all participation. Okay?
All right then, Joe. I'm going to sit back and just listen.
Okay, thank you, bro.
All right.
Okay, Lady A.
Week, your mic is open.
What up, Joe?
Hey, Will, how you doing, man?
I'm doing all right, Joe. I'm doing all right.
Man, that's good. Right. I didn't expect to hear you tonight on the show. For those of you all don't know, y'all heard me at the beginning of the show giving a special prayer out to Short Wit and the 901 Bad Boys. He had a member of his racing team who's gone on to meet the Heavenly Father, and his name is Shorty, and he was a member of the 901 Bad Boys Race Team, Witt. And this is Witt right now on the phone. Go ahead, Witt.
Yeah, Joe, I just wanted to come on the show and tell everybody in the Grudge World that we lost somebody that was very important to the race, to our race team. His name is C-Baby. His real name is Cecil Tuggle, a.k.a. C-Baby Shorty. And, yeah, I just wanted to come on and join up. Just pay my respects and send prayers out to his family and everything for the tragedy that happened. I just left his mom. So I'm just trying to, cope with it. So I decided to come on the show. He probably would want me to come on the show because he already knows I'm on. He always knows I'm on all the shows every day.
Right.
So that's all I want to do, Joe, is come on and listen to y'all.
Okay, man. Well, we praying for the Shorty family and the 901 Bad Boys Racing Team. Y'all not forgotten. You understand me?
Yeah, appreciate it, Joe.
Okay. Yeah, man.
Hey, Whit.
Yeah.
Hey, this Tony. Do y'all know Shorty?
Yeah, Tony. Yeah. The one who used to be with me, the little short one.
Short, kind of talk, kind of funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come
on, man. On the video.
Yeah, when he was on the video talking to Cowboy about the money, and Cowboy said, your money ain't right.
Yeah, what happened to him?
He got shot at his car lot yesterday.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, he had a little tote in the lot. We don't know what happened. We don't even know what's going on, so we just waiting on the police to find out what's going on and let us know what happened.
Yeah, you call, you say man all the time. Yeah, man, we're gonna do man. That's the guy, right?
Yeah. Well, BET putting up a promo of some of the clips that he used to, that he had of him, so you'll be able to exactly see
yeah,
what
gotta
he is.
Yeah, it got to be him. It got to be him, kind of like wore his head sideways a little bit.
Yeah, that's him. Yeah, that's him.
Yeah, that's him.
Figure out who that was. Yeah, that's him.
Yeah.
Remember
hey,
Whit.
Steve, baby. Yeah, this is a kid from Chicago. Have you heard anything on Bobby Cole?
Yeah, what do you mean by that?
Well, when he's coming in or when he's coming home or what?
Yeah, he got like 2 years left.
Oh, okay then, because we've been hearing different things up here in Chicago.
Yeah, Bobby got about 2 years left. He'll be coming home.
Oh, okay then.
Yeah, he got 2 years left.
Yeah, all right then.
All right.
Well, Whit, man, you got the floor. If anything else you want to say, if you want to tell the Grudge World Bank, whatever, you got the floor, man.
Nothing much, Joe. Just praise God and say thank you to God every chance you get, cause every day you wake up, thank God, because it could be your last day.
That's right, Whit. Boy, you just said something that'll preach anywhere in the world, Whit. You hear me?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Every day above the ground is a great day.
Yeah.
Ain't no doubt. And that's why, Whit, when I noticed something, when I said that last week, I told the Grudge World, I challenged the Grudge World every day. When you get up every day, just say, thank you, Lord. And I remember you told me that was something that you were going to start doing.
Yeah, and I've been doing it, too. I've been holding myself to it. I do it every day.
And that's a good thing, Whit. So I'm glad that what Mississippi Joe says touches somebody.
Right.
That's a good thing.
Yep.
Well, Whit, you make sure you let Charlotte family know that the Grudge World, they have the Grudge World deepest condolences and sympathy. You understand me?
Yeah, I will.
Okay.
Listen. I'm going to mute my phone, Joe.
Okay, Whit. All right. All right. Lady A, next call.
Caller 773-4015. Your mic is open. Caller 773-4015. Your mic is open.
Going on? Hello?
Hey, what's going on? How you doing, sir?
How you doing?
I'm blessed.
This is off the chain racing, man.
How you doing? Glad to have you, man.
Oh, okay. I'm doing fine, man. On that topic, man, I want to comment on your topic.
Well, you got the floor, sir.
The owner of the car is like the birth certificate. So wherever he's born at, that's where that car is born at. The rest of the people is just like the team. You got to have a head, and you got to have followers. That's the way that works. And as your man say, listen, man, sometimes you might own a car and might not have the skill to drive it. So then you have to bring in help. You know, everybody ain't built for speed. They might be
right.
Built for cash. And that's the way that stuff works, man. You know, people on the outside be trying to engineer what's on the inside, and they don't belong to them. That's part of the problem. You know, other than that, I want to tell my fellow racers, God bless them, and keep doing the things they're doing.
What's up, preacher boy?
What's going on, man? For all you people that know I got an ass whooping this last weekend, I wish the man do it again and the weather's in a better position.
Yeah, you know Terrio.
You know nothing.
Hey, Joe.
Yes, sir.
Joe.
Yes, sir. Go ahead, big fella.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Preacher boy, the kid, and everybody. Hey, Wick, man.
I just
want to give y'all our condolences about Shorty, man. I'm sorry to hear that, man. And all of us guys out of Chicago, man. For the guys even on the radio, they racers. I want to tell you, man. We you know, we got heavy hearts as well, man. From knowing that
Shorty won't be here no more. But we just want you to know, man, keep your head up, brother. And Preacher Boy, what you just said was dead on. He nailed it, you know, with his terminology. He nailed the topic of what the topic is, I mean, Joe. And he's absolutely correct about that.
Okay, big fella. I applaud everybody for speaking up tonight and voicing their opinion, because you never know who this may touch, and you never know who may examine themselves from these topics and say, well, I need to straighten my act up, or I need to do this, or whatever, because it starts with us, and it starts with me, Mississippi Joe first, Drag, Preacher Boy, Big Will, whoever the case may be, Tony Banks, Witt, whoever. It starts with us. Sometimes we have to examine ourselves first and foremost. Would you agree with that, big fella?
Yes.
Okay.
We need to all be humble ourselves. You know, just like somebody was just saying, I thought I heard somebody say they just talked with Shorty or something like that, you know, and now Shorty gone, man. We only here for a little time, man. It may, you know, 10, 15 years, 20 years, 30 years, whatever the case is. It may seem like a long time, but it's not, man. And we need to get right with ourselves first, get right with God. And then secondly, we need to try to get right with ourselves and respect and learn to, if a person can't learn to love one another, man, at least learn to respect them.
Well, listen here, listen. Every day is not promised to nobody. Nobody is promised tomorrow. So whatever you do today, be thankful for it and pray that you make it to the next day. That's the way the world works. You know, tomorrow is a dream until you wake up.
Yeah.
Hey, I just want to speak on that, Preacher Man. That's some very powerful stuff you just said, and I'm in agreement with you on that, and you as well, big fella. I'm so thankful to have guys with you all kind of knowledge on my show, because it's helping me, so I know it's helping somebody else. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this grudge game is a kind of a different type of world when you come to drag racing, because for you to know something that don't nobody else know, or figure something out that they don't know, that kind of gives you an edge. You know, it's kind of different than being a bracket race or something like that. Everybody will help everybody with this and that, so I can kind of understand a grudge racer not wanting to spread his secrets and stuff like that, because he might have something on someone. But with me and all these guys know that, you can always come to me and ask me a question about something, man. I'm going to tell it to you straight. I'm going to point you in the right direction if I don't know, really know the complete answer about it. But I would never discourage a person, turn them away, and wouldn't ask the question to tell them something that they asked me about just because I want to, I don't want them to know, I'm gonna keep this so I can beat them with it. I'm really past that in my life, I mean, Preacher Boy,
yeah, I'm gonna
Preacher
make
Boy Race Terrio. I was saying Preacher Boy Race Terrio the other day, and everybody knows that me and Terrio is longtime friends, what I'm saying? I bet with Terrio, and Preacher Boy had an issue with his car, and I come right over there and showed him what it was, and he went right down the race, went back over there and went right down the racetrack afterwards, what I'm saying? I'm approachable, and anybody can come up to me and ask me anything, man. I don't have a problem with helping.
And I want to tell him again, thank you. The thing was, I thought I had car problems, and it really wasn't that. It was just the wrong day at the wrong time. And I really appreciate his help. And see, the thing about us calling ourselves grudge racers, the problem with us is we take grudge for the wrong meaning. And everybody get upset with everybody. Some people can't take losses. But everybody want to win. We all friends when we get to that track, and everybody got to understand that. It's only money. If you bet more than you can stand, you're supposed to stay at home. You bet what you can stand, enjoy yourself. That's what it's made for.
Well, Preacher Boy, the only way you could ever
this is the only way you can ever become a good winner. You first got to become a good loser.
That's right.
Good losers make good winners. If you ain't never a good, if you ain't never a good loser, you could never be a good winner, bro.
That's the way I feel about it. I took my loss. Like I told Terrell, and I tell anybody, I wasn't upset with nobody but myself because the car did its job. It just couldn't handle the track.
Yeah, you overpowered the race track. I mean, and everybody that's seen that.
So, like the world said, the fastest car ain't got to win. I enjoyed myself, though. I came home safely. I brought my vehicle back. Nobody got hurt. That was the blessing of the day, right then and there.
Yeah, well, it's racing. You when you got up that morning to go to the racetrack, you knew it was going to be a winner or a loser. You know, you just have to be on the losing end on that one. You know.
Yep. But I live to see another day, and I hope I make it down south to have a good time to try the rest of these country boys.
Well,
anybody heard from Sleepy? Mississippi Joe, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Listen, man, I have called Sleepy a million times. He won't answer back. I would really appreciate it if anybody here from Sleepy have him call Preacher Boy. Because, one, he's your biggest fan. When the phone, whenever your show is on, he's the first person on there. And it's
well,
not like him not to be around.
He all right.
He's probably in the mind.
He told me, fellas, that sometimes he be working on Friday nights. He's been working a lot overtime, and he been missing my show. That's what he told me. So I assume that's what's going on.
I think Sleepy works in the mind.
Hello. Gentlemen.
Yes.
Hey,
yo.
Come on, man. You know I'm on the line, man. I'm just waiting to get my mic open. I'm right here listening, brother.
Sleep, man. Listen, I'm glad to have you. I just got through telling them that you expressed to me probably about 2 weeks ago that you had been working a lot of overtime and you was missing my show on Friday nights.
Yeah, that's correct, champ. I was I just worked a little overtime tonight and got to work overtime tomorrow, man. I'm trying to get my program on the road, man. Like I was saying a few weeks ago, man, it's time to ride now. I got to get about these fans.
Well, Sleep, you know, I'm glad to have you, and I'm thankful for you. And one thing I do know when it concerns Mississippi Joe, you riding with me to the end. That's one thing I do know about you, Sleep. Regardless what anybody say, Sleep is with Mississippi Joe.
And just like my number one partner say, number one stunner, you better believe it.
Hey, Sleepy.
What's happening?
This is your partner, Preacher. I ain't heard from you in a while. I miss you.
Preacher, tell me how you do it.
All day good, baby. All day good.
Yes, sir, man. I'm down there, Preacher, trying to get this money stacked, man. Like I said, I've been talking with Drag, man. He's going to help me out soon as Fat Tuesday over with. So I'm trying to make sure I got that paper so me and Drag can go in the laboratory.
Well, I'm back at the laboratory.
Well, Sleepy, at this time, I want to give you the floor, as I always do, so you can give shout-outs or whatever you would like. You got the floor, Sleep.
Hey, I appreciate that, champ. I just want to give a shout-out to my main man, Jeff, and the Ground and Crown racing crew, man. I've been hollering at my buddies up north lately, man. But like I said, I'm down here, man, trying to stack this paper high to see this tower, man, because it's time to go play.
Call the Willis Tower now. The Willis Tower, Sleep.
But other than that, Mr. Joe, I appreciate y'all let you give me the mic for a few minutes so I can holler at Drag, Big Wheel, Preacher Boy, and all the rest of the fellas, man. But like I say, man, long as these people let me out that cave in time, I'm going to definitely be on your show, champ. You know that.
Hey, Sleep, hey, you my man, and I just want to let you know that you're not forgotten, okay, buddy?
Hey, I appreciate that, man. I appreciate Big Will and Drag and all the rest of the fellas, man, for keeping me in their mind, because they definitely in my mind and my heart, champ, right along with you, man.
Hey, Mississippi Joe, listen to this. That man is born and raised from Chicago. I want to see what side of the fence he's going to represent since he moved out.
Well, what did you just say about the birth certificate?
That's what
I'm
representing.
I'm going to represent where I live at.
In your heart and to your birth, you should be shot down for life.
Yeah, that's where my birth at, bro. But when I come up that way, I'm living in the South, so I'm going to run with the South.
Amen.
Sleepy. I asked that question for one reason. So that means when we pull your ass back, we want to know what part of the ass you to take first.
Well, I'm going to tell you one thing, preacher. You better do like that one joke say, when you get ready to think you're bad and you get ready to wipe your ass, you ain't going to wipe it with no rabbit. So believe that.
I hear you.
Oh, man. But, y'all, I got somebody who thinks that I'm looking over him, and I don't want him to think that. So, Lady A, would you please open butt naked mic? Lady.
Sorry about that. Still muted. We have two callers. Terry, your mic is open. Terry.
Somebody got a lot of background noise now. I'm going to ask y'all once to mute your mics, please.
Terry, I'll come back to you in a few minutes. Move on to another caller, 706-0599. Your mic is open.
How y'all doing out there tonight, Joe?
But, nigga, a lady ain't been kind of slacking on me. I done told her to hold me on mic. She been having a phone on mute. You important, and thank you for calling in here. All my callers are important. But what I want y'all to remember, I'm not running the switchboard. I have to go through the boss when it comes to the switchboard, and that's Lady A. So if I don't get to you, be patient sometime. I know we all are spoiled and we want our mic open immediately, but it don't work like that sometimes, but nigga. But you got the floor, sir. Glad to have you.
What up, but nigga?
How y'all doing tonight?
Good evening, right. But nigga.
I'd like to give a shout to Shaw and his family also, because we know what he's going through. I lost a nephew to a robbery also this week. Same situation. He was shot in the back and killed also. And,
Let me interrupt you right now, but nigga. At this time, ladies and gentlemen, I would also like to have a moment of silence for Butt Nigga's nephew who got shot and killed in a robbery. So at this time right now, I would like a moment of silence, please. All right,
but
nigga, you got the floor.
Yeah, and is Tony still on the phone? Tony Bow?
Just dropped.
He's dropped.
I want to tell you, he's picking on my homie, DJ. He can pick on me with that goddamn car. But,
Rambo? You want a lot of Rambo in?
Yeah, I want to see what he got, 29. I'm just trying to see if we make a just a little
hold
small.
Hold on, but nigga, let me tell you before it be any stunt in front. Tony Bynes got 29 on Rambo now. So,
I know what he got. So, I just said, if you do a little small just for me, I'm going to have 28.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
You know, that's all I want to ask him, just something, you know, let me sit with the back guys. I don't want them there. Let me sit with them back guys. That's all I want.
Well, you know, everybody who out there, Drag, will you let everybody know why we don't hear that our governor out of California, Teo, has a show? And would you give everybody the phone number and et cetera, for me, big fella?
Yeah, Teo has Saturday night show. Our governor from California, he's been our governor for the past 3-4 months for Grudge Inc., for the, representing the West Coast. His show is the same number that you call in for Grudge Inc. The same number that you called in today, but it'll be
if you're in Mississippi,
it's 9 o'clock. It's 9 o'clock our time, which would be Eastern time, I think. No, not Eastern time, Central time.
Central.
And it would be
East Coast time.
7 o'clock, huh?
What time is it if you live in Georgia or East Coast? What time would it
okay,
be?
Okay, Georgia is an hour ahead of us, so it's now
right.
It would be 10 o'clock Georgia time. It would be 10 o'clock
at night.
No,
Georgia
it has
time.
To be 8 o'clock Georgia time because they're an hour ahead of us, right?
Georgia's an hour ahead of Illinois,
right.
I think.
Right, right.
Right?
Yeah.
And Cali
right.
is 2 hours behind us. I get it confused sometimes.
It won't,
but,
it won't
I think
be 10 o'clock, though, big fella. It has to be 9 o'clock. It's 8 o'clock our time, I believe.
Yeah.
I thought Tayo
right.
come on at 9 o'clock our time.
No, 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock Chicago time. They 2 hours in front of us in California.
2 hours behind.
No, you don't come on at 10 o'clock our time. You know what?
Well,
I know what to do. Let me. I'm going to send Tayo a text right now and have him to get on the show. Just get Lady 8 open Tayo up. I'm going to send him a text right now. Hold on a second.
I will because I want everybody to know, for all the listening audience, Grudge Inc. has a show on 7 days a week. 7 days a week. You always can have entertainment and find out what's going on all around the world. Sunday night, we got Lil Tony out of Detroit, Michigan. The same number as this show. Monday, we got 7 o'clock show. Tuesday, we got the number one stunner butt naked show. Wednesday, we got Crew Chief show. And we got Boomer out of New Orleans, Louisiana at 7 o'clock. And his number, the last 4 digits, is the same thing as Big Clark. Thursday, we have Biz show, Chicago show that comes on at 5 o'clock, 5 p.m. Mississippi time, 4 p.m. East Coast time. 4 p.m. East Coast time. 5 p.m. Mississippi, Chicago time.
Hey, Joe.
And Fridays, we have Thursday night at 7 o'clock, we got Big Clark show. It comes on at 7 o'clock Mississippi time, 6 o'clock East Coast time. 7 o'clock Chicago time. His number is 347-215-8762. And Friday night, we got Mississippi Joe show, which you own now. So Grudge Inc. has shows 7 days a week, some days twice. So, now, go ahead, sir. Somebody was trying
hey,
to say
something. Tail comes on.
Hey,
Jerry.
Hey, Jerry.
What's up, Kev?
Hold on, y'all. One at a time. Now, what? Will? Wasn't that you, Will?
That was Kevin.
Go ahead, Kev. Okay, go ahead, Kid. Go ahead.
He comes on at 9 o'clock. Ask Kevin. Kevin on the phone now.
It's 10 o'clock. It's our show. Come on, 10 o'clock Detroit time, 9 o'clock Chicago time. Joe, what time is your time down there? It's 9:45 right now. It's 9:45 in Detroit right now.
Joe
is the same as Chicago right now.
Right.
Okay. I just
That's
text Kevin, buddy. 9
o'clock
I think he's
our
work.
Time.
Okay, y'all. For those who are listening, Tayo California show comes on 9 o'clock Saturday night, Mississippi and Chicago time, 10 o'clock Georgia time, East Coast time. Saturday night, 9 o'clock Mississippi and Chicago time, 10 o'clock East Coast time.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah, Chicago's 9 p.m., Detroit's 10 p.m., and then you said your time was at 8 p.m., Joe?
Georgia's the same as Chicago.
Okay.
Right.
The East Coast is an hour. Okay, the East Coast of Atlanta right now is 3:45 here, so it's 9:45 in Atlanta, right?
No, yes. It's 9:45 in Detroit.
Right. Well,
okay, so yeah.
Detroit,
Atlanta's
the
same as Detroit right now.
Right.
Hey, I'm going to ask everybody to speak one at a time so everybody can understand this, please. Okay, fellas? Okay. Now, go ahead, Dre.
No, I'm done. I was just trying to clear it up. All these different times get me confused. I ain't going to tell you no tell jokes.
Me too, Dre.
2 hours ahead, 2 hours behind, an hour up. I get confused. I go to Indianapolis. Daytime different than Chicago.
Well,
off the line.
Yeah. Butt Naked, are you still there? Butt Naked. Lady, do we have any more callers?
How you doing, lady?
I'm well. How are you?
Pretty good.
What's up, Leon?
Hey, what's going on?
Leon, how you doing, man?
Pretty good, man. Pretty good. The good Lord let me see another day. Hope I get to see some more.
Well, Leon, they tell me I'm going to ask you. The only way you can find out is ask the source. They tell me you and Gadget is locked up to do battle February 9th. Is that true?
No, that ain't true. Me and Gadget ain't locked up. I'm locked in with Beers, and I'm going to run Beers and Chemo.
Oh, you locked up with the King and Chemo?
Yeah.
Well, Leon, you starting to get all right, bringing action, ain't you?
Yeah, well, you know, you gotta do what you gotta do. I'm a grudge racer.
Hey man, I love it, man. I love it, and I think you need to be more of it. And what's on your mind, Leon? I want to hear what you got to say, man. What's on your mind?
Oh, nothing. I thought I had missed the show. I tried to get on last night. I couldn't get on every house for nothing last night. I ain't doing nothing, man. Just enjoying the day, man. Indeed, it made a good day. Went to work, got off of work, and I'm at home. That's
okay.
A good thing.
Okay. Well, y'all, lady, do we have any more callers?
We can try Terry again. Terry, your mic is open. Terry. Okay.
Terry.
Well, that's it.
Well, is Big Clark still on?
No, sir.
Okay. Well, y'all, we didn't have...
Joe, have I missed anything?
Well, you really ain't missing nothing, Leon. We had a topic about, you know, we having a lot of controversy about... I'm just going to use me, for instance, so I won't have to look at nobody else. The car, you know, my car, Tony drives the Gangsta Boo and the tuner's from Georgia. So does that still make it a Mississippi car or a Georgia car or what? You understand what I'm saying?
It still make it a grudging car, man. Ain't no need taking it, spreading it out. It's still a grudging car. It don't matter where it's from. You know, I used to drive the Chicago car, but I'm from Indiana. And I got a dude from the other side of Illinois tuning my car, so what's the difference? They still got to go down the track. They still do the same thing as everybody else. Got to leave at the top of it, leave at the tree.
Right.
So
right.
It shouldn't make no big issue out of that. It's still a grudging car, you know.
Yeah.
Right.
That's the way
and
I see it.
Right. And then, you know, everybody's got their opinion. And, man, I've had a lot of good opinions tonight, and you know, I think the show has been real good. If we close down right now, it's been a heck of a show to me now. What you think, Drag?
It's a good show, good topic, and you know, we got excellent responses, you know, from all the listeners.
Right, and that's what makes your show. Your listeners and your callers makes the show. If they don't hit the one button, your show is not worth nothing. That's my opinion. Do you agree with that, big fella?
Yeah, you know, we are the racers, the ones that on here that's talking. We got a lot of people that's not racist, you know, and it's not because they don't want to be. It's just because they can't be right now. But, you know, they still have just as much input in the racing as the car owners, the car drivers, or the car tuners. So it's very important that we get the input, you know.
And I agree, big fella. Is there anything else that you would like to share with the grudge world? Anybody would like to speak? You first, big fella, and share anything? Is anything that I, as a host, may have missed and you would like to bring to the grudge world attention? Or anything
well, we
like that?
You
got the floor.
We want everybody to know. We want everybody to know that Grudge Inc. is... It was built and designed for the grudge racers. You know, we have these talk radio shows every day, and some of them two a day, and on certain days we have three a day. We want everybody to know that there is an up and coming, which is not available just yet.
drag race store where they can buy race their race parts through Grudge Inc. Now, in order to get the discounts that's being afforded to everyone, they would have to sign up and become a Grudge Inc. member, which all it takes is less than 5 minutes, is to go to grudgeinc.us and sign in. And from there, we would like you guys to leave your remarks. You know, if you got a new car you're building, we want to know about it. If you got pictures you want to send us so we can put it in the magazine, then do so. We want that. We want to know what's going on, just as well as we just had a race here in the Midwest with Terrio and Preacher Boy this last week. This was on the radio Sunday night, you know. Grudge Inc. wants to know everything that's going on, you know, and it's not to highlight losers or winners. It's to highlight the action that's going on across the country.
Well said, big fella, is because, you know, ladies and gentlemen, that is the director of Grudge Inc., Big Drag. I always call him Big Fella. But glad to have you tonight, Drag, to keep the listening audience up to speed with what's going on with Grudge Inc., because I try to remember so much, and I forget sometimes. My old age, I guess, is catching up with me. But thank God I got good fellas like you hanging around, got my back.
Well, we're glad to be here, Joe, and that's what it's all about, you know, us as a team. You know, it's not about one individual. It's about all of us in general, you know. And you guys, you racers, you listeners, the spectators, man, you guys are important to us, man.
Hey, Dre.
Yes, sir.
Anybody say, heard anything about Wendell?
I heard the same night that the that everything happened, that he was doing pretty good. And he wasn't as bad as it was made out to be, which was a blessing to hear that. I mean, it's always bad when a situation like that happened, but the seriousness of it is not life-threatening or nothing, to my knowledge, is what I've told.
Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Well, y'all, I guess we're going to get ready to shut this thing down. Unless anybody got anything they want to talk about, big fella, Will, and all y'all. What's been going on? Give the whole world the latest updates of what's going on at Go and what's about to happen, you know. Drag and Big Will.
Also, we got a new car coming out. Out of you'd say Chicago, Indiana, but it's a combination, you know, it's a partnership deal with Big Wheel and Frank and from Alley Rat Racing, and I am a part of them guys. We're associated together, so I will be helping them. It's a 71 Camaro that'll be hopefully debuted for Big Chris's race and Gaddy's race on February the 9th. We're in the process of putting it together now.
Well, can I interrupt you for one moment, Big Fella?
Yes.
Would you let the world know what type of car it is, if it's back ass, stock spent, or whatever, and also let us know if it's a Grudge car, et cetera, et cetera, if you don't mind, please?
It will be a Grudge car. It is a back half car, and it's a race car that's been around for a while, so it's going to be some bugs needing to be got out of the car, and from there, we're going to move forward to try to go Grudge Racing with it.
Okay. Well, what else is going on in the shot, big fella? Do we have a lot of people trying to get to the King Biz? Did chop his head off? Did they dethrone him? Et cetera, et cetera. You know, let me know what's going on in that area.
Well, you know, as everybody's found out, that didn't know that that's a tall order there. It is, he ain't where he's at because, God dog, he's been lucky.
Right.
Biz has won, I think, 3 of the hat races this year that paid serious money, track money, and he's won numerous grudge races with his car, so he
deserved and he's earned the name to be called King Biz, because that who is the Midwest King around here.
Well, I want to ask you a question, and I know you're going to give it to me straightforward and up front. If I was coming at him, what would you tell me?
I would tell you, you better bring your A game.
Okay.
Especially in the class that he runs in, he's the man to beat.
Okay. Big fella, if you can, I want you to keep me updated on my show with the new and upcoming cars that's being built and that's coming out in 213 in Chicago, because I know Mike Hill out of Chicago told me he was building a car just because this thing Grudge Inc. is going on and a lot of more out of Chicago. So if you can, keep me updated on the show, if you don't mind, big fella.
Well, I'm sure Mikey will get on the website, because he is a strong Grudge Inc. supporter, and
right.
and give us details about what he's doing and how close he is. I know Mike is a racer, and he's been out of the game for a minute, but he's back in, so he's preparing his stuff, getting it ready, as well as it's a lot of us building cars. As you know, I've got a brand new car that I'm building, and it will be at Big Chris and Gaddis race. You know, I'm not absolutely 100% sure if I'll be ready for battle, but I will be shaking my car down before then, and if I don't like what I see, then I'll be shaking it down some more in Mississippi. But needless to say, once I get to the point where I know I got everything worked out, it'll be time to, do some grudge racing.
So, big fella, I want to make this clear. What you're telling me is that your new Pro Stock 2012 will be in Lena, Mississippi, February 9th. And big fella, I don't know if you know this. That's also a Grudge Inc. show.
Yes.
Chris and Gadget show is a Grudge Inc. show also.
Yes.
You know,
it will be there. It will be debuted at the first time where everybody could see it at Big Chris's and Gadget's February at Lena Motorsports Park Raceway, which is a Grudge Inc. race. So if the car is only just for display, it will be there. I'm kind of don't like the. I don't want to put the carriage in front of the horse, so I'm not going to go into details and talk about what I'm going to do until I know I'm able to do it. But I will tell you this: once I'm done and once I'm ready, it's going to be a feat.
Wait, I can't wait, and I'm pretty sure the Grudge World can't wait, big fella. And I also want to let y'all know, if you're still on, Grudge Inc. will be also coming to Louisiana March the 9th. I know that's a long time off and a long way off, and it seems to be real long, but if the creek don't rise, it's going to be right up on us before we know it. March the 9th, No Problem Raceway. Big fella, are you planning on to be in attendance at that one also?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'll be there. And if I'm not prepared for battle by Big Clark's race, I should be pretty much ready for battle by then. The problem that arises for me and any of us Northerners, we have no place to test, and especially the caliber car that we're racing with. You got to have a good racing surface. So we'll be somewhere in January testing, and if we get the results that we're looking for right away, which don't normally happen right away, but about a stroke of luck, we might be able to hit it right. Then we'll be ready to go. But if not, we'll be testing further in Lena, and we will continue to test until we get to the point where we've satisfied with what we've done.
Okay.
And as Bobby Wildchild came on and said, I second emotion. I am the owner, the driver, the tuner, the everything of my operation there. I have crew chief, which is Baby Boy. I have my buddies that go racing with me, and they have been for the last 30-plus years, and we continue to do the same thing. But I have no tuners, and I have no drivers. Rarely do you see someone else in my car, but I do occasionally do let other people drive.
Okay, that is. caller, I also want to let the Grudge World know that Gadget has locked in with Big Low to come straight off the trailer. February 9th in Lena, Mississippi. Gadget out of Mississippi is locked in with Big Low to come straight off the trailer. No shakedowns at the Grudge Inc. show in Lena, Mississippi. So it's going to be a barn burner. Did you?
Well, Gadget been trying to. He been trying to engage.
Yeah. Were you aware of that though?
Oh, this is news to me.
Right. That's why I'm letting the whole Grudge World know. Is Jay still on the line, Lady A? Jay Barnes?
No, he's not.
Do we have any more callers?
Yes. Caller 773-4015. Your mic is open.
Hey, this preacher boy again, man. I had fell offline, man. The phone clicked off on me.
Okay, well, there you go. Is there anything you would like to talk about, preacher boy?
Yeah, I wanted to ask, man. Is it anyone out there to get us a discount with TRZ, man? Their price is a little too steep for a lot of people.
Yes, we are, you know, preacher boy, I don't want to, but I'll say yes to that. Yes, we can get you TRZ discounts. And we also have, you got to go to Grudge Inc., bro, and go to the webpage and look it up. We have certain sponsors and companies that we deal with forwards discounts to us. I don't have them in front of me, and I don't want to name someone or miss someone, you know, and not be accurate about it. But, yes, we can definitely get you whatever race equipment you need at a discount as well as being a Grudge Inc. member, bro.
And a compatible discount. Am I right,
yeah.
Big fella?
Definitely competitive pricing.
That's what I need, man.
Yep. No problem. Any TRD stuff
Glenn,
you need.
Listen, I will call you tomorrow then and we can talk.
I got some G-Body stuff too. Maybe some stuff you might be interested in. But, yeah, just give me a call.
All right. That'll work for me. Well, with that being said, fellas, I want y'all all to have a good night and be safe and God bless you.
And
preacher boy, man, thanks for coming on the show. Without you all support, these shows wouldn't be nothing. Okay, brother?
All right.
Hey, Mississippi Joe.
Yes, sir. You got the floor.
Can I get a telephone number on the Willie Dog Show?
Big fella, you know that number, right?
I got a book in front of me, folks. Hold on one second, kid. Let's see. I don't have it in this book right here. But we could get it for you.
I got it. Look, I just thought you might have a big fella to keep me from stopping.
No, I don't.
I'm looking
on the sheet I got right now. I don't see it, but I got Dog's number wrote down.
I got it.
Who got it?
714-888-888-7485. What time do you come on?
6 o'clock.
All right, fellas, I want to say good night. I got to hit it in the morning. I'll talk to you fellas on a later date. All right,
hey,
Zach. All right, Joe.
We thank you for coming on, partner.
All right, Joe. Y'all take care.
All right. Lady A, do we have any more callers?
No.
Well, Lady, I guess, big fella, we're going to get ready to shut this thing down. Go in the final comments. Drag, I want you to be last, if you don't mind. Lady, let's go on in the final comments.
Okay. Big Wheel, final comments.
Just enjoyed the show, Joe.
Hold on, Will. Can I stop you? I'm going to give you an ample amount of time. Is anything that you see... that I might need to improve on when it comes to the show.
No, you do a pretty good show. You're pretty thorough. You try to your best to get to everybody. Try to make sure you don't mute too many people. But pretty good show. I was. Where's BET? I ain't seen him tonight.
I don't know, man. I have no idea.
Well, I enjoyed the show, man. Everything's coming around. You know you still my man, 2020.
Hey, man, I appreciate it, partner. Glad to have your support, man.
All right, you got it. I'm out.
Okay, we'll be easy, baby. Okay, next caller, lady.
Kevin, final comments.
Can you get a partner on?
Can I just call you after the show?
Yeah, that's fine, that's fine.
Okay.
Give a shout out to them. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, Kevin.
I'd like to give a shout out to the 901 boys for Shorty's passing and everyone, you know, say a prayer for his family and don't forget, you know, it can happen to any one of us any day and keep Shorty in our hearts for the rest of our, you know, for the rest of our going on in life.
Okay, Kevin, is there anything else you would like to say, Kevin?
All right, Joe, you got a good show tonight, man. I'm always calling to support you.
Hey, man, thank you, bro. I appreciate it, okay?
Thanks, sir. Don't forget to call in tomorrow.
I'm going to call in, my man, okay?
Okay, thanks, Joe.
All right, Kevin. Next call, lady.
Sleepy, final comment.
Yes, lady. Good show, champ. Glad to listen on you and Drag and the fellas tonight, man. God bless you guys, man. Until next weekend.
All right, Sleep. Take care, bro.
All right.
Sleep, you know I'm glad to have you, man. And the show is lonely without you. You hear me, Sleep?
I hear you, Joe, man. You know, as always, man, I appreciate you, brother.
I appreciate you as well. And be safe over the weekend, okay, partner?
You do the same, man.
All right, bro. All right, moving right along, lady.
Leon, final comment.
Yeah, I just want to say I feel how the man on one boy feels. I hope the good Lord hold their heads up straight. And it was fun hanging around with them dudes, man. I hate to see my man go like this, but we all got to go one day. And all I can do is say, hey, God knows what he's doing. We just got a whole lot of heads up. Let's keep on living. That's about it for me.
All right, Leon, thanks for having we glad to have you. You hear me, partner?
Yeah.
All right, bro, hold everything down up there as you go, all right?
All right.
All right. Next call, lady.
Big Drag, final comment.
Yeah. Okay, y'all. My final comment would be kind of, you know, of course, here a little bit, but going to a Grudge Inc. show, which was yesterday, with the, you know, controversy and stuff with it being a Mississippi show and this being a Mississippi show tonight. Everybody know that I'm partial to Mississippi because that's where all my family's from, you know, and I come down there every year, you know. I spend the whole week in advance when I come down there to go racing to the Fat Tuesday race, you know, and I spend a lot of time in Mississippi because I got four brothers there. I got grandparents, my stepmom that raised me and stuff. Everybody's there. And I'd like to say to the brothers that's listening, man, the Mississippi brothers, man, at some point, man, we got to all start getting along, you know what I'm saying? For whatever reason that we have our differences with each other, man, let's work it out, you know? Let's go to each other and talk and at least, you know, give it a chance to work, you know, before we get to the point where we're just turning our backs on everybody. And the situation that just happened with Wickham, you know what I'm saying, man? That's a classic example of you may have a problem with Drag today and wake up and find out Drag dead tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? The first thing you say, Dad, me and dude just had it out, man. I wish I could tell him, man. I ain't really mean that. You know, so that's all I want to say to the Mississippi brothers, man. Let's try to get along, man, you know, and let's put the garbage aside and go racing. Hey, this is Teo. This is Teo calling me right now, Joe. Give me a second. I think you might want to speak.
Well, you can get him in, man. I'll wait, big fella, okay? big fella, that was well said, what you just said. We need more of unity, and we need this jealousy and everything to disappear like a ghost in the night.
Yeah, I'm here.
Tao, how you doing, man?
Hey, what's going on, champ? How's everything?
Man, I'm blessed and highly favored. I got you on the show. I was telling everybody about your show, and you got the floor, Tao.
Oh, well, I just...
What did you say, Tao? Big fella. Hello? Hello? Lady?
Yes.
I guess they fell off and I'm still here, huh?
Yep, they just dropped. I see it.
Okay. Well, maybe they'll come back on, but I'd like to, you know, challenge everybody to try to just be a better person overall, and it starts with me as you all's host first, because I'm a work in progress myself, but I've came a long way, so I'm just letting you all know that we all can do this thing and be seen and be heard and race and get along, and just because you don't have the fastest car, or maybe you might have the slowest car, but you're still a racer, and you're still important in the game, and you still bring in action, and you are a part of it, regardless what anybody says. So I would just like all the grudge racers to keep God first, and before you make an action, think about it and ask yourself, what would God do? And I'd like to share that with you all, and I hope you all take heed to it. I made a statement at the beginning. I asked you all, which do you do the most? I think it's time for you all and me first, always me first, starting with me. Which do you do first, or which do you do? Do you read God's book? Is it God's book or Facebook? Which one do you use most? So, I want you all to know that God is still in charge, and there's nothing too big for our to work out. God is still in charge. And he's in the blessing business. And I'm going to leave y'all with that. And glad you all called in. And I'm going to go to Lady A. Lady A, you have anything you would like to say?
Everyone have a good night.
Lady A, no, she know how to get on off this phone. She ready to go. She going to make it short and sweet. I like that, Lady A. So with that being said, I'm going to leave y'all with this. God's word is non-negotiable. Get up every day. Thank the Lord when you get up. Y'all have a good night. And God is in the blessing business. Good night, everybody. Grudge ain't gone. Bye-bye.
Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon. Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers. Find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in. Grudge Inc. Grudgebook.